Hey, it's me, Richie T, and visiting on the phone right now from Surfer Blood, it's John. Don't call him JP. He hates that. Thanks for chatting with me. Where are you guys at right now?
We're in Kansas City right now.
Kansas City, on tour with Foles, correct?
Correct, yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, it's been good, man. It's been long, but it's been good, and it feels good.
And Kansas City, did you play Kansas City last night, or are you playing Kansas City tonight?
Oh, we played Lawrence, Kansas last night, one of our favorite towns.
That's University of Kansas, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where the college town, but there's a lot of good food to be had. I mean, a lot of great burgers, a lot of great Thai food, you know, anything you want, really.
What did you have?
I had a hamburger, but it was made out of bison.
Mm.
Yeah, delicious.
Oh, yeah. And healthy for you.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's why they can charge a couple bucks extra.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they deserve it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the poor buffalo, with all they've been through, they deserve to be charged for a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I didn't know that I really wanted to talk about this. Do yourself a favor. Do you like barbecue?
I love barbecue.
There is.
If I were ever on death row for any reason, barbecue would probably be my death row meal.
If you get a chance while you're there in Kansas City, there's a place called Gates. It's a chain barbecue restaurant.
What's it called? Sorry.
It's called Gates. G-A-T-E-S. Gates. Like a gate to a fence, that kind of place. Anyway, there's a bunch of them there. There's a bunch of them there and around Kansas City, and it is phenomenal. And here's the best part about the Gates barbecue. You can get like a random meat sampler. For like 15 or 16 bucks, you can have more meat than a human should consume in a whole year for 16 bucks.
I like the random aspect of that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So besides eating, John, you also are in this band Surfer Blood. Let's talk about you guys. How long you been together for?
I've been together for about, I think, 4 years now. Been touring for 4 years. Been writing songs a little bit longer than that, but yeah, about 4 years.
Were you in projects before, or is Surfer Blood kind of your first thing?
Well, you know, we all come from West Palm Beach, and we all grew up playing in bands. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty much that's how we all know about each other. It's not a big town or anything, but yeah, I've been writing songs and recording for, you know, I guess like 12 years now.
Is it weird to think about, you know, how long you've been doing things, or like how long the band has been together? Because it's like, no, this is just what I do. Well, years? Oh, I don't know. How many years?
Well, like I said, like 12 years. And when you mention it that way, yeah, it's really weird to think about, actually. I guess I haven't thought about it in a while.
But you guys are having a great time. West Palm Beach, you say not a very big town, and that everyone's just kind of grows up being in bands. Is it a pretty musical town?
You know, we grew up with some really talented people, and some really artistic people.
Like who?
Well, there's a band there called Cop City, who we all grew up with, and they've been in like a million bands before, and it's always been really good. Yeah.
And so just one of those things where you're like, I want to be in a band, or was your family musical, or how did that come about?
My dad's an extremely musical person. You can hear any song one time and pick out the chords and melody on guitar, so... I mean, yeah. I guess that's where I get it from.
Nice. And then you met all these guys just from playing in the music scene there in West Palm Beach?
Yeah, I mean, everyone in the band has been in previous bands and has like a really rich musical history. So, you know, it seemed like a natural choice to play with all these guys, especially because they all wanted to tour.
In my mind, this is kind of how it sounds like it's coming about. It's like, hey, we're all in West Palm Beach. Yeah, we are. Hey, you guys want to go on tour? Yeah, you bet. I guess we should have a band. Yeah, you want to have a band? Let's go on tour. Am I getting it right?
Well, I mean, it all sounds so natural, but you have to remember that it takes 10 hours to drive to Atlanta. I mean, so, you know, making the decision to be a touring band in Florida is not, you know, exactly as easy as you might think it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as the formation goes, though, was there more than that? Like, are any of these guys like your best friends, or what you'd played around, tinkered around for a while, or was it just kind of a decision like, I love music, who else loves music and wants to go on the road?
We were all really dedicated, and honestly, that's like, I think that's what really brought us together. We went on tour and we, you know, our band got popular from that. So I think that's, you know, that's a big part of our identity.
Where was your first tour too?
We toured up to New York.
So all along the East Coast?
In late summer of 2009, and did about 15 or 16 shows, sometimes to 8 people, sometimes to no one. It was extremely rewarding to,
So you step out on stage and really there was one time that there was just one person out there that you'd be like, hey, one person, let's rock you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the attitude you have to have, I think, you know, because, I mean, we played in Chicago one time in a place called the Bottom Lounge to literally 8 people, and that's like a 500 capacity room. So, you kind of have to embrace that attitude.
Did those 8 people get one heck of a show?
I think everyone else in the venue was in another band who opened up for us, so.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about some of your guys' music. I want to sample a little bit right now. Let's sample a little bit of Demon Dance, and then we'll come back and talk about it. All right?
Cool. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so that's Demon Dance. Let's talk about it. I've seen the music video. That's pretty cool. You're the one that's sitting and lounging and playing the cop, right?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the police officer in that video, or the security guard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, security guard, not the wannabe cop, the rent-a-cop.
I'm the rent-a-cop. Yeah.
So, how did that song come about? Or, you know, give me the kind of the what do they say, etymology? Give me the story behind that song.
You play with these guys in the band for a while, and you wonder what's going on. And then they start playing a guitar riff, and, you know, I think that was the most naturally occurring song of all. It was based on a riff that Tom came up with, and it was actually like really amazing. We were in Chicago at a studio, and everyone was like starting to pack up their gear, you know. And Tom started playing that riff, and we all kind of joined in, just, you know, we're improvising. And all of a sudden, we had this song. So we had to put everything back together real quick. But, yeah.
Is that typically the process for how you guys make your music? Is that there? It's built on a riff, and then you just kind of improvise on it? Or is there, or would it be common for, at one point, like, someone to be like, hey, here's the song. There you go.
You know, that is the exception and not the rule. I mean, there are songs that come together in a night, and there's some songs that we, you know, rock ourselves over, you know? So when it comes natural, it's the best, but that's unfortunately not always the case.
Let's talk a little bit about a jabroni sandwich.
that's a name that my sister invented. Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean? What is it?
Well, I don't know. That was my sister's kind of idea. She was like, hey, you guys are total jabronis. Why don't you call your band Jabroni Sandwich?
Okay. And you didn't go with that. How come?
Because it's not a very good name.
Where does Surfer Blood come from?
It comes from Tyler. Our drummer Tyler has a way with words.
Okay.
And I think there should be a someone taking notation of everything that comes out of that guy's mouth because it's amazing. We were on a road trip up to Gainesville, I think.
So at this point, though, you're on a road trip and you don't have that name. What were you being called at that point?
Oh no, I was the one making fun. at this point.
Oh, okay.
He had like a Hurley bag, and I thought it was so preposterous. I said, "Hey, man, like, you know, like, surfer guy up in the van, you know." He was like, "You have no idea, man. It's in my blood." Blah blah blah. And I thought that was so funny, the idea of surfer blood. They kind of stuck.
So for me, when I heard it, I was like, okay, like a terrible dismemberment, a shark, you know, we're blood in the water, that kind of thing. But it's not that at all. That's cool.
Knock on wood, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, knocking on wood. Let's talk about the big shark balloon that you guys bring on stage with you. Because that's, I think, where I maybe got misled a little bit.
You know, I think the tour started strong, but the fact that that thing takes an hour and a half to put together sort of took the wind out of our sails. No pun intended, but yeah.
So, but where did the idea come from?
Well, we used it in the music video.
Mm-hmm.
We did a music video with Leah James, the Demon Dance music video. And when we saw that thing for the first time, we were just absolutely amazed. We're like, where did you get that from? When she told us she got on Amazon, we ordered 15 of them, but we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into.
And then it was just like, yeah, let's take it on stage with us.
Yeah, exactly. But they, honestly, those things are so finicky and so hard to put together.
Definitely one of those things that now, in retrospect, you're going, oh, man, we should have thought through this a little bit more. All right, so I want to sample a little bit more of your guys' music. Let's listen to a little bit of Slow Six and then come back and talk about it, all right?
Cool, okay.
All right, so that's Slow Six. Let's talk about that one.
That's one of the ones that we wrote for a long time, but it came out really well for it.
When you say wrote for a long time, it just took a long time to get it to where you wanted it, or what do you mean?
Well, we had the idea. We had the baseline and the guitar part for a long time. It was just a matter of like kind of hashing out all the parts into a song. But yeah, it's a, you know, I think it's one of the most ambitious pieces we've ever written. It's one of the most moody pieces we've ever written. Yeah.
Do you have a song that is your absolute favorite to play, or one that you're particularly proud of because of the process, or anyone that I know that if I say, hey, do you have a favorite song, that then as an artist you go, I like them all for different reasons, and you know, there's that big diplomatic answer.
Unfortunately, I would give you the diplomatic answer. Uh-huh. I like them all.
Uh-huh.
A favorite. There's a song "Needles and Pins" on the new record. It's sort of was like brewing beneath us for a long time. And when it came out, it felt really cathartic. It felt really, you know, gratifying.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite part of being in a band? Just the sharing the music and having the gratification, the fulfillment in doing that, or is it the stage? What's your favorite part?
Yeah, I think that's why we keep doing this. We kind of love that.
Not we, you. I'm asking you. You specifically.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love seeing our songs you know, come out into public for everyone to listen to. And yeah. And it's, you know, considering it's something that starts, you know, in a rehearsal space, in like in a very quiet, private place, and the fact that it becomes something so public, I think is so, it's cool.
What's the thing that just drives you crazy about what you do?
Second guessing yourself, I think. You know, it's a natural thing, but, you know, you're always going to second guess yourself. You know, we wrote a lot of songs, you know, having to figure out if they're good or not is, you know, is a mystery sometimes.
Yeah. And especially when you hear, you know, I think that bands, I think this happens probably more than I'm even aware, is that these bands will release a whole album and the band will be like, yeah, this is the song. This song right here, track one or whatever is the song, right? And people love track five and they're like, they loved five? Track one was the song we loved. Yeah, we put five on there because we needed 10.
I think we might have kind of bad instincts about picking singles, but it's not an easy thing to do, honestly, because like you said, the politically correct answer is to say, I love all my songs for different reasons, but I mean, honestly, you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So picking a single is not an easy thing to do.
John, let's talk about the cat face. I need to know about the cat face.
Well, it's because during that song, Take It Easy, that song has kind of regressed into a song where I go out to the crowd and sing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, especially on a support tour, to engage a crowd is a really important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels really good. But if I'm going to do it, I would rather do it with cat whiskers and a beret than not, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the idea came from?
Well, it came from South by Southwest. I wanted to turn into Kitty Cat. I did.
Okay.
The goal was to start day one with whiskers, day two with ears, and by day seven I wanted to be crawling around on all fours and not speaking English. But that didn't really work out because I am a human being.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, but the idea kind of stayed alive, and we've been doing it on this tour, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, but where did, here's the thing. I've never in my life thought, I want to be a cat and have whiskers and a beret. Like, I mean,
well, I grew up with two kitty cats.
Okay.
One named Malachi, one named Antoinette. And
Malachi, like the biblical prophet.
Yeah, the last Old Testament prophet. Yeah, Malachi.
Hmm.
And Antoinette, like Marie Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with those two cats, and I always looked at them, and I always just, there was something I envied in them. Just the fact they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. They can eat whenever they want. No one tells them when to eat, when not to eat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued at that.
And so in kind of homage to their freedom, you go catfish.
Yes, So I become a kitty cat as much as I can, you know, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, but yeah.
How is the response? How is the response typically for that?
Sorry?
I say, what's the response typically for that part of your show where you become as much like a kitty cat as possible?
I think the response is overwhelmingly positive. I mean, you know, if some like guy is going to come out into the crowd and sing to you and get in your face and challenge you, then he should probably have kitty cat whispers up, you know?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Sure. All right. Let's tell people where they can find your guys' music and where they can get in touch with you. Do you guys do Twitter?
We are on Twitter. We're on www.twitter.com/surferblood.
Okay, so it's just @surferblood. And do you guys take care of that, or do you guys have people that take care of that?
We take care of it. You know, when we're not on tour. And we have them on facebook.com/surferblood and surferblood.com.
And you guys are...
We have it all taken care of.
Yeah, on Spotify, you can get it on iTunes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and right now, here's a hint. Right now, it's streaming on NPR, so if you want to listen to our whole record, that's a good place to listen to it, NPR.com.
NPR.com has the whole album that you can listen to right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's streaming. It's streaming right now, so, yeah.
Literally, right this second, it's streaming.
Yeah, if you want it, it's there. Yeah.
How's the experience with the NPR?
You know, it's pretty crazy because I listen to All Things Considered my entire life, like, since before I could form formative memories. So, it's gratifying.
Is it? Do you feel like it's kind of an arrival point in some sense, or is it just a launching part?
Well, right now, our record's not even out, so I consider it a launching part, yeah.
That's awesome. So again, it's at Surfer Blood. Find him on Facebook. It's Surfer Blood. And then website, surferblood.com, you said?
Yeah, surferblood.com. That's it.
And you guys are on tour now with Foles, a new album that is streaming and then comes out when?
It comes out June 11th.
Okay.
So next Tuesday. Yeah.
And then, so then what's the thing? You're going to keep touring? You're going to take a break after this tour? What's up?
We plan to keep touring. We have some fall shows lined up, so we'll be out and about around America next fall.
What do you like to do when you're not doing music?
Well, I like to go to the batting cages a lot.
Really?
So, yeah, test my luck.
Are you any good?
What else do I like to do? Yeah, I'm really good. Yeah.
Cool. You know what? I appreciate that you owned it, because I can't stand people that hem and haw and go, well, I'm a rat because, you know, maybe I can kind of swing a bat. It's like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm a great baseball player, yeah.
Did you play ball in high school?
You know, the high school I went to was an art high school, so they didn't have a baseball team. Would have loved to play baseball in high school. I played soccer instead, and I wasn't very good at soccer, honestly, so.
They had a soccer team but not a baseball team?
Yeah, it was a really arty high school, but I'm glad I went to it.
Nice. What high school was that?
It was called Dreyfus Arty High School.
Dreyfus Arty High School?
Yeah.
It really was right. Arty High School? That's awesome.
No, it was I was a communications major, so I wrote poetry in high school. And I'm really glad I did, because
it's now helped you to be
prepared me for being in the band.
Yeah, for sure. Best of luck to you guys. It's Surfer Blood. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us. Don't call him JP. Yeah. He gets pissed. Call him John.
Yeah. Call me John. Surferblood.com.
I appreciate
it. Find us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, man.